The fifth floor of a high-rise in Midtown Manhattan is not the first place you'd expect to find magic, real magic. But that's precisely where you'll find one of the world's rarest collections of magical literature. Our friend Alina Simone recently paid a visit to the Conjuring Arts Research Library, strictly by appointment, of course.
Acquiring the esoteric knowledge necessary to become a good magician has never been easy. Some magicians only shared their techniques with their protégés. Others went to the grave with the secrets of the tricks they invented. Then there's Harry Houdini, who liked to scorch the magical earth behind him by publishing the mechanics of an act after he was done with it, deliberately shriveling the market for his imitators. But one particular institution cuts the modern magician some slack.
I wanted a place that was available for anyone with an appointment to be able to come in and find some of the rarest material, the things that you couldn't find almost anywhere else in the world.
That's Bill Kalush, the founder of Conjuring Arts Research Center. He takes me into the rare book room, an atmospheric chamber filled with Gothic furniture and Oriental rugs. You'll find rare magic books elsewhere, he tells me, but many sit on the shelves unread in their original Italian or Persian or French. Conjuring Arts doesn't just collect books, it translates them.
The first person we hired was this amazing woman who translates from five or six languages into English. We're making these early books in other languages from other cultures and other parts of the world accessible to English-speaking readers.
This includes what's believed to be the very first book of magic, the 15th century De Verbis Quantitatis by Luca Pacioli, which the library is translating from Latin. Of course, magic means different things to different people, from chanting silencio while waving your Harry Potter wand to ventilating a voodoo doll. Bill keeps it simple.
We're interested in deception.
Meaning literature on mentalism, card magic, and cryptography.
Books on gambling and cheating at cards and cheating at dice.
But as with all things magic, what you see isn't ever what you get.
And sometimes books masquerade as other objects. Sometimes other objects masquerade as books. This is an example.
Bill shows me an Italian devotional book written by Horatio Galasso in 1617. Every page is filled with pictures of saints arranged in a simple grid. I'm asked to pick one of the images without saying what it is. Bill flips a few pages and asks me a seemingly unrelated question.
You're thinking of Saint Rocco?
Yeah, how'd you do that?
This is a mind-reading book. It's not even really a book. It's a prop that was meant to be used to read minds.
I put a spell on you.
The practice of magic itself seems like a gateway drug. Bill Kalush started off as a magician himself before turning to serious scholarship. And now Conjuring Arts is helping both magicians and historians alike by putting the dark arts online.
So we've got about 2.5 million unique pages that we've scanned so far.
The library's database is called Ask Alexander, a nod to an infamous mentalist, Claude Alexander Conlin, who claimed to be able to know, see, and tell all. And it's changing how magicians craft their acts.
People think you go in a magic shop, buy a trick, and then that's it.
That's Munich-based magician Thomas Fraps. He's never visited Conjuring Arts, but he asked Alexander to research a 100-year-old trick called the Educated Goldfish, in which live goldfish drag Scrabble letters to the surface of an aquarium to spell words called out by the audience.
I always liked that, but I had never seen it performed because it's actually rather complicated. You would need a huge area underneath the stage and 26 wires and a guy underneath the stage. And it was really, really complicated.
Ask Alexander helped Thomas resurrect a more portable version of the Educated Goldfish for his own live act. It'll take a while before it's all online. The library contains more than 5 million documents, including one-of-a-kind items that haven't been recorded in any magic literature or bibliographies.
We probably have in the neighborhood of 20,000 magicians' letters, so magicians trading secrets and gossip between each other.
The one thing you probably won't spot here, though, is an actual magician. Bill is careful to protect the identity of the world-famous conjurers who've made the library their clubhouse.
We try to keep it as mysterious as possible, and we do have an awful lot of interesting people visit. And if I were to tell you all about it, I think that our source of interesting people flowing through the door might be cut off.
Fair enough. For the world, this is Alina Simone from New York.